This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour now, the Good Day program presenting another overview of what's going on in the farm and food category, with the American family farmer being our focus. I'm very happy to every week spend an hour talking about something that's a real passion for me, and I give you my comments usually at the end of the hour, but because I'm so interested in the fate of the family dairy farmer, and a lot of people, as a matter of fact, I just got an email from someone. You can always send me an email with suggestions on what you think I ought to talk about or what we ought to focus on here. Early on got some complaints from people who said I wasn't talking enough about dairy because it seemed that I was always on to the produce side, and that's because there are a lot more produce farmers than there are dairy farmers. And one of the reasons there are is because our stupid government policy and the way the dairy business has been run is just, it's unconscionable what's going on the American dairy farms. So, the question this person asked was, what do I think about the new ag secretary, Sonny Perdue? Most of the farmers, most people paying attention to what's going on in government know Mr. Perdue was confirmed by the Senate. And there are a lot of people in various ag sectors that say they are, quote-unquote, eager to work with him. Well, there ought to be people eager to work. The National Farmers Union, American Farm Bureau Federation, National Milk Producers Federation, which is where I stop, because as a dairy farmer, I want to talk about the issues that are facing the dairy farmer. One of the things actually came up in the last week or so was President Trump talking about the Canadians and the impact that they're having on dairy in the United States. The Canadians are shipping milk over here, and it's cheap, and it's not, it's because it is cheap, it keeps pressure down on the price of milk. The producers don't care where it comes from. I'm talking about the people. There's that one family, the Suiza family, that controls a company called Dean Foods, that controls 70-some-odd percent of the fluid milk supply in the whole country. One company controls all of the fluid milk supply that all these farmers bring into market. So their milk goes into the pool, and the prices are ridiculous, asinine. They aren't even close to covering what it costs to milk a cow, raise a cow, run their business. And it's been like this for years. I got out of selling milk to the local producer because it was craziness, stupid, nuts. And then I started selling raw milk, and for a while that helped to pay the bills. But our whole attitude, it's all about cheap food in this country. And those of you who are listening that are locavores, because this program does bring in a large group of locavores, want to know what's going on the family farm, you have to be held responsible for this. The American dairy farmer in the main is producing a fabulously good product, and the animals are better than they've ever been. So then there are lots of different kinds of dairy products that are now the organic cow, the Holstein, which doesn't have as much protein in it, butterfat, as do brown cow milk, the Jerseys and Guernsey and that sort of thing. So there's a difference in quality. But the whole idea here is to try to figure out, A, dairy exports and where the markets are, and B, what do we do about all the tanks of milk that are coming across the border from Canada? And with that in mind, in a few moments, I'm going to introduce you to a fellow named Dino Giacomazzi, who is a fourth-generation California dairy farmer, and I think you'll find that he embodies what it means to have farm sustainability. He feels on paper, anyway, to me, to be a responsible sort. So we'll talk with him about what he's doing on his farm, and we'll talk with him about what he thinks needs to be done in terms of national policy when it comes to dairying and how that will impact you, the user of his product. So we'll get to Farmer Giacomazzi in just a few moments. Right now, though, I want to remind you something that you pretty much are aware of. We're less than a couple of weeks away from Mother's Day. And so if your mother or your wife is your best friend, your companion, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, may I suggest that you go online to berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com, and use the code DJV to order Sherry's Berries for Mother's Day. Strawberries, freshly dipped in wonderful chocolate. There are all kinds of other things that are on the topping list, like chocolate chips and nuts and white chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolate. The bottom line is, make no mistake, when it comes to putting a smile on your mother's face, the surprise will be apparent when she opens the box of Sherry's Berries. Get them now for $19.99 plus shipping, and if you spend another $10, you get double the order. So maybe there are two moms. Maybe you've got a mom and a stepmom. However you want to do this, help yourself to berries.com and use the code DJV. Yep, the only way to get this amazing deal starting at $19.99 is to visit berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and use the code DJV. Berries.com with the code DJV for Mother's Day.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the pool that will turn your kids' fingers into prunes on hot summer days. The living room where your dad will explain the nuances of football to you. Yet again. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll alphabetize your spice collection and discover forgotten, furry, what is that, in the back of the fridge.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy. With simple smart search features, photos, video walkthroughs, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
Attention, men. It appears that size does matter. When we are talking about your brain and memory, I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Well, guys, the truth hurts. A recent Mayo Clinic study leaves no wiggle room. Your memory becomes worse than women's as you age. The news is even more sobering. Your brain is smaller, too. At least the part of it that controls memory, the hippocampus. It also shrinks continually from age 40 on up. It's no surprise, as your brain shrinks, memory declines. Women have the upper hand here mainly because of the protective effects of estrogen. And once again, sorry guys, there's nothing you can do about the estrogen advantage. Genetics, of course, play a role, as does a healthy lifestyle, exercise, and good nutrition. But acceptance is helpful too, especially when you were repeatedly told that you were the last one to have the car keys.
Get that spring flooring project done with incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get the best selection of Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 24% off. All water-resistant Dream Home Ultra X2O laminate is 11 to 13% off. And get 10% off pre-finished engineered hardwood and engineered bamboo. They're great for every environment and every level of your home. More deals from 69 cents plus special financing. Get the perfect floor with deals from Lumber Liquidators today.
All right. So at 16 past the hour, the American Family Farmer continues with our focus on problems and fixes to problems. I think that many of you will agree with me, whether you're consumers or whether you're producers, the dairy industry is in trouble. So it's interesting to get Dino Giacomozzi in here. As I said, he'd been on the farm. He's the fourth generation on this farm, 900 acres, 900 dairy cows. He and his family have been working together. So, Dino, first, welcome to the American Family Farmer. Do you have outside help, or does everybody who works on the farm come from your family?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on. Appreciate it very much. And to answer your question, I have outside help. I'd have to be pretty busy producing family members to replace the 21 employees that it takes operate this business. That I like to say we've been farming unsustainably since 1893.
Isn't it interesting using that term? Farming has always been sort of a losing proposition, and so you wonder why so many people stay in it for as many generations as you have. I'm a dairy farmer as well, and I find it extraordinarily frustrating to try to overcome stupidity. I wonder if that's part of, and when I say that, I refer usually to government attitudes toward dairy and to farming in general. Do you share that? You don't have to. I'm just telling you right up front where I am.
Well, first of all, dairy farming is a mental illness, and it takes a particular individual and thinking to do the things that we do and continue doing it, you know, for 124 years in my particular case. So there's obviously something wrong with us in that we must like being abused, because that's what happens oftentimes. But, you know, of course, there's a upside, you know, the family opportunity, and there's something of value, I believe, in the culture of the dairy industry. But the thing about the government, yeah, you know, it's like everything else. I mean, because we've allowed someone else to drive the narrative about agriculture, we're losing, you know, we have given away the trust that we once had with our consumers, and as a result, we're developing a deeper relationship with the government.
So who's driving the narrative? You say we haven't controlled it ourselves, and I agree with you. Who is driving the narrative?
It doesn't really matter who's driving it. What matters is that it's not us. Mm-hmm. You know, that we're not the ones who are doing it. That it's just, you know, people naturally, in my opinion, are fearful and skeptical. And if left to their own thoughts, will ultimately arrive at the conclusion that something is wrong. And it's pretty easy to arrive at the conclusion that something is wrong with your food if you don't understand the math required to get it to you. Mm-hmm. And so we have missed an opportunity, you know, some decades back as the country started urbanizing at a more rapid rate, and how I like to describe it is that folks in the city became less concerned about pragmatic issues like what happens when it rains and how do I eat, and more concerned with the existential concerns of life, like, you know, who am I, what am I doing, and, you know, what's going on with my relationships. And now there's a big gap between fundamental understanding of the universe between us farmers down here in the trenches and the majority of the population that live in the city. And we created that.
Yeah, you know, that's a fabulous way. It's so thoughtful and provocative when you think about it. How we've let it, we haven't controlled it. We've let other people determine our destiny, and thus the problem. And so when we have, and I would talk to you about what impacts you in this area. You're from Hanford, California, where lots of other things get done besides dairying. A lot of people who are dairy people have had to do other things in order to sustain themselves. And I know that you are doing almonds on your farm. But I also want to talk to you about how you, with regard to dairy, how you feed the animals, what you think is going to happen under the new Secretary of Agriculture, Mr. Perdue, or does that make any difference to you? All of those things ahead as we continue, plus I'll have another commentary in the next half hour. But there are things like the farm bill, livestock overviews, what kind of cows is he using? We'll find all that out, because I want to know, from his perspective, what, even if it's a mental illness, how do you stay afloat? The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen at 21 after the hour.
In these these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm.
23 past the hour. Thanks to Luke Bryan. Here's to the farmer of the farm notes as we continue our conversation about what's going on. Dairy farming is in our focus. Farming in general, the American family farmer, businesses that are run by family farms, the locavore movement, and how do we bring everybody together in a way that's sustainable, we survive. So we're talking to Dino Giacomazzi from Hanford, California, about what he's doing on his dairy farm and what is the influence of various things, social media, to help build his business. But what's the main competitor? I'm looking around to see what Sonny Perdue has said. Now, maybe you don't think it makes any difference who the Secretary of Agriculture is and what government policy is. You've so well put it, Dino, that we've given up the narrative, so it doesn't make any difference who's controlling it. We aren't. So how do we take that bull by the horns, if you'll pardon the pun, and get back in control of the narrative so we can control our own destinies?
Oh, wow. That's a pretty big question.
What are you doing to sustain yourself? What are you doing? You've said that dairying is a mental illness, and we chuckle about that, but it is. It's crazy. I love the cows, but they've cost me millions of dollars over the years to have a dairy herd. It is nuts. Yeah.
Yes, it's cost millions. But I guess there's two ways to answer your question. I mean, one way of hearing your question is that you're asking me what am I doing, you know, in terms of management and things to economically survive the roller coaster ride that is the dairy market.
Yep.
The other question I hear you asking me is, you know, what can I do to take control of the narrative? So maybe I'll take the first question first, and that is, you know, we're in a – because my family has been farming in the same property for 124 years, you know, we've become pretty good at it. So I would say that, you know, we're a high producing herd, even for an old.
What kind
old
of cattle? What do you have for herd, Dino? What kind of cattle?
Holstein cows. We have 899 Holsteins and one brown Swiss. that's our makeup.
And that's pretty funny.
And we're, you know, we're a, we are a closed herd, so we raise our calves and raise our heifers, and you know, everybody is born and died. Everyone is born and dies on our property. You know, I mean, we take care of them through their entire life cycle.
That's what I did too.
And,
yeah. Yep.
Yeah, and we grow a pretty good amount of the feed for these cows. You know, in California, we have an opportunity to double crop silage, so we produce wheat in the winter, which we just harvested this last weekend. We grow corn in the summer, and then we have some land set aside for alfalfa that we grow. So from our forages, you know, we're pretty much self-sufficient.
Sustaining, yeah.
You know, we buy some grain from the Midwest, you know, corn and soybean meal and other byproduct feeds like canola meal pellets and things of that nature. But there's some other local things that we have access to, like almond hulls and cold fruit and things of that nature, you know, and products like that that aren't generally available in other places. You know, one of the opportunities of farming in California with 450 other crops, you know, the downside of that is that there's competition between those 450 other crops for the same farmland. And as, you know, the water situation continues to tighten in the state, I mean, I know it doesn't seem like right now that we have much of a water problem. In fact, we have the opposite problem of too much water. But next year, you know, it'll be a completely different story. And so, you know, we have to try to optimize the value in our acres, and it's starting to become more difficult to take that feed and put it through a cow when that cow has to compete on a global market, and we have to operate under the regulations of the state of California, and you know, with things like you know, air regulations, and now we're being going to be taxed for climate change emissions, you know, for greenhouse gas emissions.
It's crazy. How you survive as a dairy person, it's like trying to survive in New York State. Same thing. Hold on a second, Dino. We must pause for a few items of local interest. Dino Giacomazzi on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals, no synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Get the lowest prices of the season on women's Sonoma tees. Just $4.99. $5 tall of Jumping Beans tops and bottoms. And Nike sneakers, just $43.99. Get the lowest prices of the season on Kitchen Electric. $4.99 after $12 mail-in rebate. Plus the Big One bath towel is just $2.99. Stock up, stay big, and get Kohl's cash. It's the lowest prices of the season. Wednesday through Sunday. At Kohl's. Select styles. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with have my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Back to the conversation about agriculture, farming, and this week our focus for the most part is on dairying and the American family farmer focused on what goes on. This gentleman, Dino Giacomazzi, in California has 900 cows, and that would have been in my day and maybe earlier in your life, Dino, a large herd. But as we all know, going south and east of where you are, we can find herds of 1,500. We can find herds of 3,000, 4,000, 5,000. Even at one place in Indiana, there is a farm that, believe it or not, milks 20,000 cows a day. How there's any quality, any value to the milk that comes out of those places remains to be seen. Do you know anybody, any folks that you work with that have dairies that are that large?
Oh, yeah. I know a lot of large dairy farmers. In fact, I know the dairy farmers in Indiana that you're referring to very well.
Yeah.
So, you know, I would say that to answer the question, I don't believe that size has any correlation to care of animals and quality of milk products. I think it's just as possible to produce high quality milk and give cows the greatest care with 10,000 cows as it is with 100 cows.
Possible.
It's about the...
Yes, possible is one thing. Practical or being done is another thing. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think it's very dependent on the individuals who are running the place and what their attitude and culture is, because I know small dairies that, you know, I would say in my experience, the norm is that the smaller dairies are more of a problem than the big dairies.
Is that because they don't have enough money to sustain themselves? The more volume, the easier it is for you to pay your bills if you have the ability to have fewer or the same number of employees and more animals. Does it work that way for you?
Well, I think it's possibly a chicken or an egg issue because, you know, I think that one, you know, how you care for your animals, it has a direct impact on your profitability. Mm-hmm. You know, these cows are little factories, and the only way you can increase the output and efficiency of your factory is to make them happier. And it's a matter of, you know, the attitude that you take and the care for your animals. So I just believe that, you know, there are great dairy farmers at every size, and there are marginal dairy farmers at every size. And at this point in time, it's getting around about the way where there aren't any of the really bad dairy farmers left. You know, it's just too difficult to survive. And if you're not doing everything necessary to provide the best possible care for the animals, you're going to go broke.
Yeah. And, yeah. Okay. That's a point. Yeah. That's a good point. Very good point. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. You were back. Go ahead. Excuse me.
Well, I was just going to suggest, getting back to your other question, I mean, how I believe we've managed to survive in this time and at 900 cows, and to the East Coast, 900 cows probably seems like a big number, but we're well behind average, and we are finding now that under 1,000 cows, it's very difficult to meet the minimum, you know, cost of production, to be economically viable. And, you know, and just in my county, I would say the average herd size now is about, you know, 1,500. But the norm, I would say, is the 2,500 to 3,000 cow dairy.
And wow. Amazing, isn't it?
So, but I believe our competitive advantage has been in the way that we take care of the animals. You know, we've been able to get very high production because we're committed to, you know, the investment in the animals that provides them with the best care, the best health care, the best, you know, milking procedures and everything else.
All right. So when you talk about optimization, tell other dairy farmers who are listening what else you do on your land beside grow the feed that you need and things that will sustain your dairy industry. What else? I noticed you are growing almonds. What else can you do with your land that helps to make your farm profitable, not just the dairy part of it?
Well, that is true that several years ago we have planted some almond trees that are now in production. So this year we'll start, we will officially become almond farmers. the other thing we've been doing over the last 14 years or so is we've transitioned to farming practice for our row crops, you know, the corn and wheat production to a process that we term out here is called conservation tillage, which ultimately allows us to produce the same or more crops per acre using, in some cases, 85% less tillage passes in the field. And this is a bucking a trend that has been in existence in this part of California for, you know, 100 and something years, where it came, you know, we farm corn in this part of the country in the same manner that they've farmed cotton for, you know, generations before. And because we're all irrigated, the Central Valley, the San Joaquin Valley of California is an irrigated desert. So we don't rely on rainfall.
Yeah.
And so because we have primarily been flood irrigating, it creates some compaction issues that don't exist, say in Indiana or Illinois or the other areas where they're raising corn with rainwater. So what we have done is transitioned from a very intensive tillage process to using a technology called a strip tiller that allows us to go from wheat in the winter to corn in the summer in two passes instead of what was at one time 11 passes.
Wow. Well, you just till it once and then plant. Is that it? Those are the two steps?
Yep. We strip till, we pre-irrigate, then we run another pass with the strip tiller that puts in fertilizer and kind of mulches up the strip, and then we plant, and then we spray, and we're done. So this is a very short process, but what's most valuable is that it reduces a whole bunch of things, and primarily it reduces cost. We have a lot less investment in equipment and diesel and tractor drivers.
Right.
We have also reduced dust in our area, which was the kind of the original driver, because we live in one of the, I think, the second most polluted air basin in the country after L.A., because the San Joaquin Valley has this, kind of a dome over it.
Right.
That holds in. We get all the pollution from the San Francisco Bay Area and all the, everything here. So the dust is a problem. So we're reducing dust, we're reducing diesel emissions, we're trapping carbon in the soil and helping to, reduce our carbon footprint. Whether that has any value or not, I don't know, but it's happening. all of these things. So, but most importantly, we believe what we're doing is farming sustainably. And that has been, I would say, validated in some ways by the US EPA and through some awards that we've received from them and also through the Sand County Foundation in Madison, Wisconsin that recognized us with something called the Leopold Conservation Award in 2012 for this practice. So and what they've recognized is that in order to be sustainable, the practice needs to be profitable and it needs to be flexible, because one of the things that makes my sustainable farming practice possible is using GMO crops. If it weren't for the GMO crops, we wouldn't be able to do the thing we're doing, because tillage would be more necessary for weed management.
All right. So then let's talk about that and the public perception, because there are strong feelings amongst farmers as to GMO and non-GMO and the consumer as well. We'll continue our conversation for a few more minutes with Dino Giacomazzi, who's a dairy farmer from California, talking about how he is successful and perhaps some things that you can learn from him about your own success quotient. 43 past the hour on the American Family Farmer.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth. Smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
This is A Healthier You, and I'm Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Should patients be worried about their doctors? Unfortunately, the answer is yes. American doctors face growing constraints on their ability to provide the best treatments possible to their patients. Reams of paperwork and onerous restrictions on what they can prescribe are diverting their attention from what they do best, delivering quality health care to patients. This development is approaching a crisis level in the view of many physicians. Some doctors are already speaking out on the pressures that insurers and others are placing on the medical profession, but the public and even many policymakers are not aware of how bad the situation is. Patients need to tell policymakers that they want to see the doctor-patient relationship kept at the center of American medicine. It is in the interest of all of us to let doctors be doctors. For more details, check out Facebook, Better Healthcare Policy.
46 after the hour. A few more minutes here with Dino Giacomozzi. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm a broadcaster and a dairy farmer, and I bring that experience to this program every week with different points of view. You just said something about using GMO seeds and that sort of thing, which is very controversial, not only in California but elsewhere around the country. So how do you want us to take, what do you want us to take away from this conversation that will register in a positive way? Because I'm frankly not a fan of GMOs, but I'm open to discussion. I've had a lot of people tell me that I was crazy or I didn't know what I was doing, yada, 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 and I resist that because I think I do know what I'm doing, but I have a persuasion. You have another persuasion. So help us understand why you made the statement about GMO seeds.
Well, I guess I'd like to understand a little bit more about what it is about GMOs that you have an issue with. What is it that you're concerned about?
I am concerned about what is in the Roundup and what is in the things that are put on the seed to keep them. Frankly, my real problem, and I don't want to make this because we only got 2 minutes left and this is your time, not mine, but I have a real problem with Monsanto chasing farmers around who may or may not actually use their product. Their methodology is what my problem is in terms of how they conduct their business. Maybe that's more important to me than even the what people say in Europe or elsewhere about what happens to people who eat these foods.
Okay, so great. So you've actually created a great opportunity to try to understand the problem with the narrative. Right.
Yes.
So from my perspective and from my experience and what I know of Monsanto, which is quite a bit, I buy their products and have been for more than 15 years. Everything that I just heard you say is essentially a story created by people who don't support the idea of, corporations being in control or having some connection to the food supply. You know, I think there's a bit of a romanticizing of food that people have developed that want them to believe that there's this, beautiful, simple meadow and some, family with a mental illness out there breaking their backs for the benefit of them and doing it in this very pure kind of way. And the idea of, science and technology and corporations and money being a part of that becomes very unsettling for some people. And so, urban legends and myths and all kinds of misinformation are developed as a result of that. And, there was a time, there's some truth to the fact that there was lawsuits by Monsanto over licensing, and it's a very complicated issue. And the biggest problem we face in agriculture in terms of managing our narrative is that the truth is complicated. It's very difficult to describe the facts around what you just described to me.
Yep.
And but it's really easy to put it on a
time.
Bumper sticker.
I agree with you. There needs to be much more education on it, but we'll leave it at that for this broadcast anyway. Dino Giacomozzi from California, a dairy farmer with lots to say and very important things for us to understand here.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Bringing it all in, the conversation about dairying. I thought that was important, and I know that we get into the GMO thing, and it becomes polarizing, but I think he said a lot of important things for people who are not in the farming business to understand, who feel very passionately about this argument regarding GMO foods, et cetera, et cetera. One of the things that we also talked about was how to use social media. How do you incorporate social media into your farm? I'm going to give you a couple of ideas in a matter of moments. First, I have another idea, and this comes also from the Helping Yourself Be Healthy department. When it comes to growing fruits and vegetables, especially if you have a vegetable garden, my suggestion is you grow as many beets as possible. Why would that be? Because beets are full of nitric oxide, and nitric oxide will optimize the blood flow in your body. So if you don't have the ability to grow a garden and you can't get your own fresh beets, next best thing is to drink Super Beets. Super Beets, circulation superfood, one glass a day gives you the cardiovascular power of this amazing vegetable. It's very important for people over the age of 40, especially when your body loses its efficiency, its energy, its stamina, to have healthy blood pressure, and healthy blood flow. And you get that by drinking a glass of water with a scoop of Super Beets mixed in it. Every day, it'll open up your arteries, get the blood to your muscles, to your brain, to every part of your body that needs support. This is great for your brain. So call this number, 800-655-4183, to order your supply of Super Beats. If it's your first time around, you'll get a bonus 30-day supply free with that first order. 800-655-4183. Free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. The product's guaranteed or your money back. So go to DougLikesBeats.com to order Super Beats, or online at, from DougLikesBeats.com is online, but if you're picking up the phone line, 800-655-4183 to have all those fabulous benefits, because the blood in your body is the river of life. 800-655-4183.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for snowy weekends stuck inside, playdates in the yard outside, and every holiday you're lucky enough to spend with friends and family.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy. With simple smart search features, photos, video walkthroughs, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
All right, Doug Steffen here with this comment about social media. Not only does it help you market your farm, but it can raise sales and bring in new customers. The basics, platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, hundreds of ways to utilize them. And when you utilize social media, it makes it easier to directly communicate with your customers and put your farm out there. I found that to be the case with my dairy farm, especially among younger generations. Visually, Facebook and Instagram take the cake. Twitter is great for quick updates. So all these social media platforms, how do you make up, how do you understand what your niche is? There are a lot of people who have various agricultural schools come up with recommendations. Here's one. Recommendation is participate in listening. Find different informational accounts like news organizations or trade associations to grab information from. You post these on your Facebook account and make comments as to what it may be like on your farm. I certainly have done that. As far as Twitter is concerned, it's pretty easy for beginners. The 140 characters there, you post what you think to be the exact information that you need at the exact second you need to have it there, and then it gets retweeted by others who follow. And Facebook is kind of a closed system. I find it easier to work with, but Twitter is much faster. Kara, would you agree with that, that Facebook is something that allows more information, but Twitter is faster in getting the information out there?
That's yeah, I think you can reach people in a deeper way with Facebook, but Twitter is much faster for responses.
Yeah, Kara Schillen is the technical producer of this program. So by nature, social media is about being social. Business profiles on Facebook promote the products, have pictures of it, get to various groups, and help the people are going to repost the things that you put up there. And that's where you really get the significant. I found that to be the case. The word of mouth. The only thing you can control is what you put out there. Once you put it out there, you can't get it back. So make sure what you put out there is the exact information that you want people to know about your product or service on the farm. That's my point of view. Doug Steffen here, 59 past the hour.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.